Scott, just a little over 6 months into working in Petersburg, and you've applied for work elsewhere. Why?
Well, I always do that. It's a process they call keeping your resume hot, and in this job, you can lose your job within days, and if you don't have your resume out there, then it's just a delay of months before it starts working in the system when you're looking for other work. So I've always done that.
Are you looking to leave Petersburg?
Not particularly, but there's always opportunities out there that could come up that would be beneficial for me.
And have you talked with the city council about it at this point?
No, I haven't. I think I mentioned it to one of the council members that I've done that. So that because I kind of thought that there'd be rumors around town about these kind of things. And I'm a little tired right now because I just got back from a trip. So.
Well, I've seen reports in a newspaper in Trinidad, Colorado, also one for the Mat-Su borough. Are those the only two? Are there others you're applying for?
Yeah, but that's my business. So I apply to things that come up that could be beneficial to me and my family. So.
Okay, that Trinidad one says that they're flying or they're interviewing this week. Are you headed there to Trinidad?
No. Actually, I did go in there for an interview last week. So I was home visiting family, and it just was an opportune time to do it all. So.
Okay, and it also says you're one of three finalists. Are you hopeful of getting that job? Or?
I'm interested in being a finalist to see what they have going on, to see if it's something that would be beneficial to my entire family. But I can't say that I'm hopeful for any one way or the other. I mean, I really enjoy Petersburg. I think it's a great place. I'd like to get my family settled here, and there's just numerous issues in trying to get that done. But what we decide to do will kind of be up to us as it would be for anybody. So
you do plan to move your family here still, or?
Yeah, that's still the ultimate plan, to try to get that done. I know that, you know, my wife and I talked about the issue over my break last week, and it's just we're having difficulties, and, there's a lot of personal issues going on that I have to try to take care of and deal with. And, but ultimately we both want to get up here, and if it's here or somewhere else, we want to get back to Alaska. Hopefully it's Petersburg and everything will work out just fine. And if not, I'll have to do what my family needs me to do. So
if you're offered the job in Trinidad or elsewhere, will you take it?
I don't know.
And if you do take a job, what kind of notice would you give the city?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's you're telling me to guess the future. I have no clue what's going to happen tomorrow or 3 months or a year. I've learned that much in life.
Okay. Are you disenchanted with the work in Petersburg? Or?
Nope. I think it's one of the best jobs I've ever had. I think it's a great town, great people. It's a really great place. You know, the only thing I've ever told anybody to think that it's been a drawback is getting to and from Petersburg. It's pretty difficult, and it's gotten much more expensive here lately, too. But other than that, it's Shangri-La to me. I think everybody here should be darn lucky they live here and make money and have a life here. So that's kind of how I feel about Petersburg. It's a great place.
Is interviewing for other potential jobs getting in the way of your work here, though?
No. I mean, I get time off, and what I do with my own time is for me to decide what's the best and highest use for that. Clearly, I'm going taking trips back to see my family, and if I want to use some of that time for fishing or interviews or whatever, it's something that I'll continuously do. But certainly, if you work in a situation in the kind of career that I'm at, you have to always be prepared. It's kind of like being like a Boy Scout. You have to be prepared. And there's an election coming up. There's all kinds of things could happen. And you can look to your own past history at this city with other city managers. They've all faced the same situation, and it's nothing unusual about Petersburg. That's just the career it is. That's just where it's at. So, and as anybody would be, you try to look for advantages and improvements in your lifestyle and career as they come along. And so, when I see that's another reason that I will apply for jobs. It's just I've been doing it all my life. I've been doing it the last 20 years. I've got file folders worth of job applications during the other positions I've held, and it's just a very wise thing to do.
Okay. And you plan to – are you going to be involved in an executive session with the city council tonight and talking about this, or –
Well, I don't know what we'll talk about, but other than just some personal issues, that things that you know, that I'm considering. So I can't say for sure what all we're going to talk about. It's, that's what's an executive session's for. So.